I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, a lot of people are traveling to their grandma's house for Thanksgiving.
Over the hills and through the woods.
To grandmother's house we go. Just how far would you go or drive for a good meal?
Not as far as you'd think.
Most people said they'd drive an hour for a very tasty, good, yummy meal.
Nope.
Kato, how about you?
You know, we go to Hendersonville sometimes.
Okay, so that's an hour.
Walk around and have lunch. I will go up to Landrum and that little town up there and shop around and eat. But I'll travel, just it's got to be good.
Okay, so a survey found 33% of people will drive over 2 hours for a favorite restaurant.
That's like going
to Atlanta,
yes.
You know, for a restaurant. I don't know if I'll do that.
I don't know, but there's a place in Georgia called the Dillard House, and it's supposed to be really good. I don't know how far it is from here. I'll have to look, but people drive there just to eat like a Thanksgiving meal.
Okay. Only way I'm driving that far is if we're staying the night and doing some other stuff.
Okay.
And then I would be like, if I go to Atlanta, there's some restaurants I'm going to hit, like Morton's, but I'm not going there just to eat there.
Okay, let's kick it up a notch, because a lot of people will drive at least 5 hours, four or five hours to their relative's house for Thanksgiving
or Christmas.
Well,
that's different. You're not just going for the food.
Yeah, I know. But you are going to see them, too. I think that's part of it. But Mama sure can cook well.
Oh, I drive to see to taste my mom's stuff.
But how far would you drive? A new survey figured out what different people or events are worth 5 or more hours in the car. Let's see what you have to say about this. 68% of married couples said they would go see their husband or wife. They would drive that far just to see them.
Well, yeah.
For how long? For like a week? Okay, I'm not doing that for a weekend.
Okay.
That's just too much. Unless, I don't know, maybe, but it'd have to be, I don't know.
Is this round trip or just one way? Does it say?
One way.
Okay.
Ooh, it's a long way.
I'm assuming.
No, I don't know, I guess.
I mean, otherwise it would be much easier.
When I was in college and stuff, I would drive
sure
a long way to see my girlfriend.
Right, that's different. That's not marriage.
Well, 42% say 42% say they would drive to see someone they're dating. They would do that. They'd drive 5 hours.
I have a couple, and he lives in Myrtle Beach. He lives here, and either one weekend or another, she's down there or he's here. But and I'm like, oh, that would be tiring.
Yeah, I know.
That's what we did when John and I first started dating. He lived in Atlanta. I lived in Savannah. You travel all the time to see each other.
Wow, that's love.
I drove 10 hours to see a girlfriend when I was in college. I would drive back to Florida, and I was in Tennessee at the time, and I would go for a weekend
to do that. Yeah.
But I mean, that was a big deal.
But you wouldn't do that for your wife now, would you?
It's different.
I understand, though. And she wouldn't ask you to do that either.
I wouldn't expect her either.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's flying with just distances there.
Okay. What people or event would you drive 5 hours for? 33% said they would go to a family reunion. They'd drive 5 hours for that. Now, is it yearly or is it like a 5-year family
and is
reunion?
It her family or your family?
That's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 25% would go to a wedding.
Mm-mm.
Would drive 5 hours for a wedding.
Nope.
Yeah, a buddy of mine asked me to be in his wedding. And I wasn't even the best man. It was like in Phoenix.
Phoenix? And you lived here?
Yeah. Yeah, and I had to fly out there. Bought
no kidding.
The ticket, rented the tux, everything.
Not me. Do you talk to him regularly?
Nah, you know, I haven't talked to him in years. It's been honestly.
I traveled to Baltimore, Maryland.
For a wedding?
For a wedding that I was in, and to Knoxville. I've been to Knoxville for a wedding.
Yeah. Okay, 25% said they would travel 5 hours or more to see their in-laws.
Wow.
Crickets.
Yeah.
Wow. 5 hours. I just told you I wouldn't go that far to see my wife.
Yeah, I know.
I'm definitely not going to see her family.
It's hard for you to go across town to see them now, ain't it?
That far, man.
Okay, 20% would actually go to a child's sporting event. Let's say they're in some national championship or something.
Yeah.
Which goes on a lot, along the coast especially.
I would say maybe. We drove to Charleston once for my son to do a Rubik's Cube tournament.
Okay.
But we made a family trip out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what you do.
Okay. And then 33%, oh, I already said that. I already said that. 9% said they would go see their favorite football team play.
I got to say, I like how Tom threw in the Rubik's Cube as a sporting event.
It went right over my head, too.
Sorry, that's our family's version of a sporting event. He plays chess now, so a little more action.
Forget right. College football. Rubik's Cube tournament.
Hey, it was kind of cool.
Okay.
All those little kids spinning those things around and then hitting those buttons, and it was like...
Just working up a sweat.
I hope there was a bar there.
You know what? I mean, honestly, when you watch a kid solve a Rubik's Cube in 30 seconds...
It's amazing, yeah. It really is.
The only thing that's bad about it is you feel stupid. Because you're like, I've never solved a Rubik's Cube ever in my life.
You know what? I saw the instructions online and tried to do it and still couldn't do it. It showed there's some kind of rhythm that you get in. And yeah.
I could get a couple of sides.
Yeah, I would usually get maybe, I think, one side and all the top ones the direct way they're supposed to
I can
be.
Get a couple of sides at a restaurant if you're just ordering it.
But, yeah. So, I mean, I grant you it's not a sporting thing, but in some ways,
it
may be more valuable than the sporting things because most people who play sports never end up using those. But
Tom,
the
it's
Rubik's
okay.
Cube, that's it's useful.
Fine. You got
it's
chess fine. Championships.
He is in chess. He's good at chess.
Chess, you got.
It's not chest. That's something I'm good at.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
Chess. Chess.
Man. I've been to one of those chess shows.
Oh, yeah, on the beach.
I lost a lot of dollar bills.
Meow.
Oh, that's a shoe show. Before you go see the girls model their shoes.
Are we talking about sporting events still?
Sort of.
We moved on. Okay.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
So do you think that you are attractive? Do you think you're hot? Most people seem like they are resistant to admitting it. I think it's because society frowns upon you realizing or admitting that you're pretty.
Yep.
But most of us know if you're pretty or not, and we know when you're doing that to us and playing that game. Hawk, what do you think?
I don't think I'm ugly.
So here's the correct answer for you.
Yeah.
You used to be stunning. Whenever you had the Fabio hair.
Well, thank you, Tom. Uh-huh. I'll grow it back out if you want me to.
But but now you're a good-looking guy, but I would say, you know, above average good-looking.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
But not as hot as you used to be.
Okay.
Oh, that's fine. Okay.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Tori, do you think you're hot?
Hot seems like a stretch. But I don't think I'm bad, though.
No, you're not. No, you're an attractive lady.
You're very attractive. Thank you.
Yeah. Especially when I remember my eyebrows. That makes a difference.
It does make a difference.
You left them at home once.
I did.
All right, Cato.
Slightly pressed on eyebrows.
I'm like wine. I have gotten better with age.
Okay.
Because I don't think I'm hot.
I'd agree. Yeah.
You look at my senior high school picture and then today.
Okay.
It's a lot different and a lot better.
And I'm not.
You're not ugly.
I might be ugly.
No,
I'm definitely not hot.
Not ugly.
So now let me ask you another question.
Wow.
Do you enjoy spicy food, Hawk? Let me give you the correct answer.
Let's do it like a Thai restaurant from 1 to 10.
Yeah, that would be
correct. The correct answer for you should be you used to like it a lot and not as much anymore.
Okay.
How about you, Tori?
Oh, I love it. I actually just did the one chip challenge.
Did you?
I had tears and snot running down my face. It was so hot.
We have to do that for Torture Tuesday.
I asked Tom. He said no.
You're not hot if you have tears and snot running down your face.
No, that's not
time.
It's not attractive.
Kato, do you like spicy foods?
I like some spicy. If it affects the flavor and it's too hot like that chip, I don't want it.
Yeah.
But I love a spicy Bloody Mary and I could drink one right now.
I hate spicy. I'm a wimp. I like my buffalo sauce to like have no heat to it. I just like the vinegary taste of it.
All right.
And guess what?
What?
They found that people who find themselves attractive or think they're hot are far more likely to like spicy foods. And it just worked in here. Mostly, I had to help you with yours.
I'm going
to
go with, okay.
But they actually found out that people who like spicy foods are more likely to think they're hot, too.
Really?
Yeah, 62% of spicy food lovers found themselves attractive.
So when you go to a Mexican restaurant, Tom, you get the mild salsa, the mild
I get any at all, yes.
Okay, so I like a little kick in my, because otherwise it's just tomatoes.
Okay, I'm kind of curious. If you do go to the Thai restaurant.
I never really go to Thai.
One to ten, you know how they are, 1 to 5? What do you go with the heat?
I
go with a 2.
I'll probably be closer to, between 1 and 5, nothing over 5.
It depends, though, because I have gotten literally burnt by that before, because I told them I like spicy, and they're like, we'll crank it up for you. And it came out, and yet again, tears and snot in the restaurant. Oh, I'm like, this is great.
Isn't there a law against that? There should be.
Yeah. It's too hot for me.
Well, they asked people, what level of spice is right for you? Medium is obviously the most popular choice. Mild was very close. Then 24% liked it hot, and only 7% liked it just plain. Okay. I would probably go with mild on that list, which would be my choice.
So if he's going to the grocery store and he's in the chip aisle and there's Tostitos salsa jars there, he's going to go with mild.
Just get a can of tomato sauce.
No, that would be 0.
What about Takis? Have y'all tried those?
Yeah, my daughter eats them every day.
My son loves them.
I don't understand it.
They're the blue Takis.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's that maybe the one she gets too. What's the other colors?
I don't know.
Isn't there like a purple or a red?
I tried a couple. I'm like, nah.
They are hot.
Yeah.
I didn't even try them. And then my daughter had to buy these ghost pepper chips that are supposed to be you can't even eat one, and she chowed right down on one.
That one chip challenge is over 2 million Scoville.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like one chip in a bag. Yep. I'll try it. I'll do it.
They have it at Five Below. I'll go get y'all some
and
if you'll try it.
And I'll look hot doing it.
Hey, you can buy Lay's and get one chip in that bag.
It's kind of scares me. You get them at Five Below. Are they like old?
No.
It was a weird crunch and it didn't taste good, but I powered through.
You have to order them online to get the real ones.
So here's what I find.
Jockey lot.
When I eat too much spicy food, it makes everything else taste crappy.
Especially
my Coke.
Well, and speaking of that, when you do eat spicy food, you might want to eat it like some ice cream at the end for dessert. And then the next day, you're like, come on, ice cream. Come on, ice cream.
Yeah, the ice cream ain't cold no more, dude.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, you know, since you were a little kid, your family probably had some kind of holiday tradition for Thanksgiving or Christmas. We'll go kind of with the Thanksgiving theme right now. We'll get to Christmas probably later on. But what was your Thanksgiving tradition that you would do? You know, we would go out. So I'm a little redneck, but my uncles would always go out to the pickup truck and they'd trade knives.
What?
Yeah, they'd trade knives. They'd roll out their knives and trade knives. Now, I'm talking about pocket knives. So it's a little different.
That's just weird, because why would you want to trade the knife that you picked out for yourself?
No, they sold and traded knives, like gun shows and stuff like that.
I mean, I'm kind of with you. We go shooting every Thanksgiving that I'm back home.
Okay, so you'll shoot a gun. Yeah. That's a holiday tradition right there.
I didn't have it as a tradition, but I did go with my grandfather once, and we went shooting when I was a kid.
Well, there you go.
Once. I've been hunting once. Had nothing to do with Thanksgiving or family.
No, mine was on Thanksgiving.
I went hunting once because I never wanted to go again. You get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and go sit in a tree and do nothing.
Mm-mm. Oh, we don't hunt. We just go shoot random objects out in a field.
Beer cans.
Because we're from the country.
And when I hunt, I don't do it like that.
Okay.
I just go out and find a field full of cows. You don't have to get up early for that at all, and they're very easy. They don't move much.
Well, okay, let me just throw out some traditions that some people do. They have assigned relatives to bring certain foods to the event. Mm-hmm. So, for example, your Aunt Lucille, she'll always bring that green bean casserole, and Aunt Pauline and Uncle Tom, they'll always be responsible for sweet potatoes and cranberry sauce. And then you got Uncle Gene and Aunt Barb, who bring their 7 kids and 99 cent rolls. like dinner rolls. Oh, here's our seven kids, and we brought some rolls for y'all.
Our tradition was to go to my grandma's, and she would always bake bread fresh. And I always thought, first of all, it was incredible bread.
Yeah, I bet.
And I always thought it was so amazing, and then I later learned that it was some lump of dough that you buy at the store and just plop in the pan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So now I want to do it myself because it was so good.
Okay, for Thanksgiving, one of the most annoying things we do is go around to each person and they say one thing that they're thankful for.
Ew.
It's a great idea, but it always comes off as forced and awkward. But since it's, you know, such a tradition, we go ahead and do it anyway, even though it's forced and awkward.
I always opt to go first, and then that way I can be like, I'm thankful for you guys. Because if you go last, you're like, I'm thankful for the rolls. Thank you.
I'm thankful for what Aunt Sue said over there.
Yeah. Put me down for that.
Yeah, because I was going to say that one.
What you do is you drop in something that you know will cause trouble.
Okay.
Like if you got a political member of the family, be thankful for the other politician or something.
Okay. Yeah.
And then watch it roll,
that's
baby.
Fun. All right. Someone said that, they always have Thanksgiving dinner on a ping pong table, and they use an ironing board for a buffet. So you prepare. Okay. You got a lot of food there.
Ironing boards aren't that stable in my experience.
Yeah, I would be scared of an ironing board. Yeah.
Someone just texted in squirrel dumplings.
What?
Squirrel dumplings for Thanksgiving.
Nope.
That's redneck, ain't it? Okay. How about dad twerking while he's cutting a turkey? Why is he carving a turkey?
That can't be a tradition. That hasn't even been around that long.
He just gets excited.
Yeah, Dad's got that silly dance he always does.
Now, we did have a tradition. Every year, my mom would get out the electric knife, and they would try to figure out how to make it work, and it would be and I was like, why don't you just use a regular knife? You only use this once a year. It's not like the turkey needs it.
That's funny. Our turkey sits there, and my mom's running through the house going, can somebody cut the turkey?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to do that.
Well,
I don't know how.
One family, I guess the weird, no one is allowed to say anything before dinner. And Grandpa, he says the blessing and carves the first piece of turkey. So everyone's silent, and then all of a sudden everyone starts talking after he cuts the first piece of turkey.
I would opt out of that family.
Yeah.
That's just weird crap.
Yeah, I want that turkey already sliced. Get this line going.
Yeah, I agree. I want to be over at the kids' table throwing cornbread at the other kids.
What about the uncle who's popping beer right after the prayer?
Amen.
What's all that?
All right. Watching the Macy's Day Parade is mentioned.
That's one we have now. Every year we watch the Macy's Day Parade. My wife does it. I don't really care, but I end up getting sucked in.
Okay, here's a weird one. We don't celebrate Thanksgiving. Instead, the whole family gets together for a used clothing swap.
Oh, Lord. Just stop.
Yeah?
What? Y'all don't do hand-me-downs?
Okay, but not on Thanksgiving.
No.
Well, that might be the only time y'all see each other. My sister and I do that. Don't judge.
You do? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I am judging.
All right. We have pinata for the kids under 8, so they have something to look forward to. I will say that Thanksgiving, you know, I know we're supposed to be thankful and appreciative, but as little kids, that was not the most fun holiday.
So. I liked it. We had that bread, and it was like, got to go to Grandma's house.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it ain't like every holiday has to spoil the kids rotten.
That is a good point. My mom always made too much food, especially like 700 or 800 pounds of sweet potatoes, and she had to push it during the meal. Like, you want some more sweet potatoes? Hey, how about a second helping of sweet potatoes?
And there ain't nothing worse being tried to force some food on you don't want.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Oh, my brother-in-law takes 12 to-go plates and says it's for the whole family. They don't even have 12 people in their family. Yeah, he's loading up. That's that one relative that loads up. Oh, I'm going to get one for Rusty, my dog, too.
Yeah.
If you call them out, they don't ever act like that. They're like that, what was the family vacation movies and all those?
Chevy Chase?
Yeah, but who was his brother? Randy Quaid.
Oh,
they're like Randy Quaid and their family.
Or Cousin Eddie, yeah.
You're like, oh my God, this person doesn't even know they're that messed up.
Yeah, as long as you left me some to take home.
Yeah. We always go trick or turkey after Thanksgiving dinner. You know, you knock on the door and say, trick or turkey?
No, we don't.
You get some extra turkey.
That's stupid.
Okay, that is stupid. But this one is the one that we always were visited by the giblet fairy after Turkey Day. And you'd wind up with some giblets underneath your pillow every morning after Thanksgiving.
Wow, you've been writing these for a year, haven't you?
You really need to talk to someone about which ones to include and which ones not.
Wouldn't that be funny, though?
No.
It's like you've got the old
mess.
Giblet fairy coming tonight.
Stupid.
You scoot to bed.
Gross.
You're an idiot sometimes.
I know it.
I feel bad for your kids on the new traditions you're starting this year.
Hey, honestly, that ain't the worst one on this list. Other people had some bad ones, too. I feel bad now. I feel singled out.
You were fine until then.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, they asked people, how long should you stay as a guest at someone's house, and when does it start to become awkward?
Well, a lot of times they'll start giving you little hints.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I can save you from having to look for those hints, because some people are not good at noticing them.
You know what I did? You remember, I bought a plane ticket got my buddy up out of bed and said, hey, I'm going to drop you off somewhere. Grab your things.
Yeah.
Dropped him off at the airport. He goes, what's this? I'm like, you're going home.
Okay. That's one way to tell.
Bye-bye.
Now, how long had he been staying with you?
A month.
Yeah, that's way past the limit.
But you know what? It does shock me. Some people are not socially... They can't detect when it is time to leave.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's like, you know, at parties, sometimes you have to turn off the lights.
Hey.
Yeah. You get up and you do that. Welp, it's been fun.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And they're like, just sitting around.
Y'all looking at me because I'm always the last one at a party. First one there and the last one to leave.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're talking about like overnight stays here.
Okay.
And the deadline is 4 days.
Oh.
Most people say that's the cutoff.
Yeah.
If you stay more than 4 days, it starts to get wearing on them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, there are exceptions. I think like when my parents come to visit, I'm fine with them staying for 7 or 8 days.
You do have a bigger house, though. I don't think that's normal.
Maybe not. That's true. The smaller the house, the more stressful it gets.
How long do you let your in-laws stay?
They don't come over.
They don't ever come
stay. They do, but they live here, so they don't have to spend the night.
That's the rule.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you got one bathroom and Uncle Bud's in there, you know, the whole time.
Yeah. No, one bathroom, that's pretty tough.
Okay.
That's tough even for a family by themselves.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
My wife tells me stories about when she was growing up, and Dad would be on the can, and they'd be in the shower.
Yeah, we only had one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
With five.
Uh-huh. We only had two, but I didn't think that was a huge big deal.
Right.
Well, we weren't rich.
I wasn't either. I mean, I only had two.
Yeah.
Nowadays, people have a lot more than
that. I know.
But I don't want to be rich. Not back then. It wasn't my... I feel like I was the bad guy now.
No, you're not. Okay. How else can we get rid of the people we don't know how?
That's not what this is about.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you, though. Here's some other interesting facts, though. Hosting messes with your sleep. The average host loses 2.5 hours of sleep a night, especially in the days leading up to it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting all ready for the guests to come over.
Oh, hosting messes with your sleep.
The frantic cleaning. That's what always gets me. And I'll feel like I'm done, and then I walk by something, and it's still needs to be cleaned again.
I'll be honest, it doesn't really bother me, but I've noticed my wife does seem like it.
I want our home to look like we don't live there when people come visit.
Right.
Well, and they always say that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we would have cleaned if we'd known you were coming.
Well,
they knew you were coming, and they did clean. And so, you know, you leave it at that high level of cleanliness.
Yep.
It's like they think you live that way all the time. All of us know the rule. The house
cleaning.
Is always dirtier than it looks.
Yep.
Okay, guests don't sleep well either. Most of us feel like we need to go to bed and wake up somewhat to the same time as the host, even if we aren't on their schedule. So that causes you not to sleep as well. Who are the best house guests?
Me.
Baby boomers. They are the most likely to clean up after themselves.
Mm-mm. No.
Yeah.
Really? I think that's true.
No. The older generation, because what they'll do, they'll sleep in the bed,
they'll make it up.
You go in there and you're like, oh, that's nice.
Now I don't have to change it for next
couple. Yeah, exactly.
My mom just stopped by to hang out once, and she started going over there drying off dishes in the sink. Where do these go?
My mom,
those are dirty dishes. They're not clean.
Yeah.
And don't worry about my dishes. I'll get them later. But she just wanted to start cleaning up.
Yeah, my mom will do that. She'll sometimes take shirt off my back. I'm doing laundry.
And this is interesting. Young people don't feel weird about sleeping in the same bed, even under their parents' roof. I'm assuming this means married couples. Most Gen Xers and millennials still do feel a little weird when they sleep in their... Like, when I go home with my parents and my wife and I sleep in my high school growing up bed...
Oh, has it got race cars on it? No, on machines?
not elementary school, high school. But I do have a Van Halen album on the wall.
Oh.
But it's the first times it felt weird because you felt like you weren't allowed to do that at your parents' house. But now it's been so, I get kids and everything, I don't think about it.
Yeah, it's been years.
Yeah, I was the same way, too. I was like, oh, my gosh, this is so weird. And John's like, Tori, we've been married. I'm like, shush. They're going to know you're in my room. Be quiet.
Yes. And we won't even get into any of the other romantic things there.
Oh, surely you can hold off for a weekend.
Don't call me Shirley, and no, I cannot. they say that also, this is crazy, 7% of people hide their valuables when they have guests over just to make sure nothing gets stolen.
Wow.
I know what they're talking about.
Okay.
Like, my wife has family that's a little bit distant that will come stay with us, and I don't know them that well, and I'll hide stuff because I don't know them that well.
Yeah.
I mean, I've moved things into my bedroom that I usually just leave out on the counter, like my wallet and keys.
Exactly.
Jewelry.
Furnishings, TV.
But that's only somebody that, like you said, I don't know that well that's coming over.
But they're staying in your house. But it's because someone else is somehow giving them a reason to, like your wife. My wife has a cousin, and she would come, and she's married to some dude I don't know from Adam, and it's not her first or third marriage. Yeah. It's her fifth. And you're like, I don't know these people. I'm locking some stuff up.
And here's something fun you can do. This will be helpful with people, your guests coming. My mom has like a little box full of pictures of relatives, and if that relative comes to stay, she puts the picture up in the house.
Oh, that's cool.
Like that picture is up all the time.
I have something useful, too.
Yeah.
I have a book full of photos from when we went on vacation.
Okay.
And if they stay too long, I get that out and start showing them all the pictures from our vacation.
Followed up with baby videos.
And they're usually like, you know, we've got to leave tomorrow.
That's a good little trick.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.